Houston, Hadley Base.
Falcon, this is Houston, over.
Morning, Joe. We're about due to wake the computer up for a little while, and if you're ready, we'll bring it out of its sleep period for a minute, and then put it back to sleep if you want to take a look at it.
Roger, Dave, that sounds good to us. We'll be watching.
Okay. Okay, Houston, looks like it's still with us.
Roger, Dave, that's good news.
Houston, Hadley Base.
Go ahead, Hadley, this is Houston.
Okay, as we get started on the suiting here, I wanted to make sure the biomed data was coming through clean to you, so we don't have any problems to get the suits on.
Falcon, Houston, apparently Jim's data is not very clean, and we're not getting your data at all, Dave. Other than that, it looks beautiful.
I guess I don't mean right now, because you shouldn't be getting any data right now. What I mean is, are the signals acceptable for computation of PLIS data? Or perhaps if they're not, you can give us a suggestion. So before we get going here, we ensure that you've got good data.
Stand by.
As a matter of fact, while the good surgeons are trying to thinking that one out, Jim's going to plug in through his suit now, and you can check it out.
Roger, Dave, that sounds good, and we'll be watching.
Okay, you should be receiving it, and we appreciate a call as soon as you can verify it's good.
Dave, it looks real good to us.
Okay, thank you, and I'll let you take a look at mine as soon as I get to the suit part.
Roger. Jim, this is Houston. Verify for us, please, that your biomed data is unplugged now.
He's off the headset, Joe, but yeah, it's unplugged. We're getting him into the suit.
Roger, thank you.
What we'll do is get all hooked up to the suit, and then let you check it out, and then climb into the suit just to make sure.
Sounds good, Dave. We'll be standing by. Roger, Jim, loud and clear.
Good thing. And Joe, looking at a battery management change at about 118.05. Should we do it on that time?
Stand by, Jim. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Falcon, regarding your question on battery management, we would like you to do it per the checklist on the time listed there, please.
We understand.
This is Apollo Control at 117 hours, 57 minutes, ground elapsed time. Preparations now underway aboard Falcon for the first extravehicular activity. The crew presently is donning pressure suits. After having attached the biomedical sensors, telemetry coming back from Falcon shows at this moment mean heart rate for the lunar module pilot Irwin of 79 and for Commander Dave Scott around 60. Cabin pressure aboard Falcon now showing 5.2 pounds per square inch. Meanwhile, back in Mission Control Center, the Gold Team of flight controllers have taken over for the next 8 or 9 hour period for the EVA-1. We had acquisition of signal through the command service module almost 4 minutes ago. Flight Director Gene Krantz and his team of orbital science specialists are working with Worden on the orbital science experiments underway on a separate loop. The air-to-ground between the second CAPCOM and Worden will be transcribed in the newsroom. However, will not be carried on the air-to-ground. 117 hours, 59 minutes. Up live with the communications with the Lunar Module Falcon at Hadley Rill. This is Apollo Control.
Hi, Houston. This is Hadley Base. Can you check the commander's biomed?
Roger, Jim. Dave's EKG data looks clean as a whistle.
Very good. He's going to complete suiting up.
Roger.
And I'll get to the battery shortly.
Roger.
Okay, John, I'm going to press on with the battery management now.
Roger, Jim.
And both ED batteries check of 37.
Roger.
Okay, battery management complete.
Roger, Jim, thank you.